the thing that's most glaring in all of this is that the conditions continue to deteriorate for the people who are victims in this, and the efforts to do something about it don't seem to be anywhere in sight. I want to read you something, Wolf. This is a quote from an editorial. A better leader would have flown straight to the disaster zone and announced the immediate mobilization of every available resource. The cool, confident, intuitive leadership Bush exhibited in his first term, particularly in the months following 9/11, has vanished. Now, that's not from some liberal rag. That is an editorial from one of the most conservative newspapers in the country, New Hampshire's Union Leader. The New York Times, not unexpectedly, kind of chimed in. They said the president showed up a day later than he was needed, and they excoriated him for appearing casual to the point of carelessness. Harsh words coming from FEMA's former disaster response chief, Eric Tolbert, who says the government was not ready and shifted its attention from natural disasters to fighting the war on terror. The questions that we ask on the Situation Room every afternoon, Wolf, are posted on the website 2 or 3 hours before we go on the air. And people who read the website often begin to respond to the questions before the show actually starts. The question this hour is, how would you rate the response of the federal government to Hurricane Katrina? I got to tell you something. We got 500 or 600 letters before the show even went on the air. No one says the federal government is doing a good job in handling one of the most atrocious and embarrassing and far-reaching and calamitous things that has come along in this country in my lifetime. I'm 62. I remember the riots in Watts. I remember the earthquake in San Francisco. I remember a lot of things. I have never, ever seen anything as badly bungled and poorly handled as this situation in New Orleans. Where the hell is the water for these people? Why can't sandwiches be dropped to those people that are in that Superdome down there? I mean, what is going on? This is Thursday. This storm happened 5 days ago. It's a disgrace, and don't think the world isn't watching. This is the government the taxpayers are paying for, and it's fallen right flat on its face, as far as I can see, in the way it's handled this thing. We're going to talk about something else before the show's over, too, and that's the big elephant in the room, the race and economic class of most of the victims, which the media hasn't discussed much at all, but we will a bit later.